This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And good Wednesday, Dave Sussman, back in the chair, Real Side Radio, 855-732-5563. It is always great to be back for Joe, who is working and doing his civil duty at saving the world for our children and our kids' education. I just got back myself. I was in Phoenix. My oldest is going to be starting up school there at a Walter Cronkite journalism school. It's nice to know that the future of journalism and bias that we're seeing right now coming from the Gen Zs and the millennials, well, my son's going to correct it, folks. Don't worry. He's going to save the day. No, Walter Cronkite School of Journalism down at Phoenix is an incredible institution, and it was great being down there. And, yeah, it's good to be back here. What an incredible news day, everybody. I know if you even haven't seen the news, I'm sure you've heard about it right now, but historic legislation just passed in the state of Alabama. Bill passed. I think the governor just signed it. And what this does is it essentially makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy. They're saying that it's punishable up to 99 years in jail for the doctor. Only exception would be when the woman's health is at a serious risk. And, this is going to go far, folks, from the standpoint, legally speaking. This is going to end up probably heading up to definitely local courts, district courts, and likely to be heading up to the Supreme Court. It's not going to be implemented right away. They're already talking about legal action taken. And we'll see what happens if it's backed by the current conservative-led U.S. Supreme Court. Well, does that mean abortions can be banned across America? You know, what a lot of people don't realize is that Roe v. Wade, if you remove Roe v. Wade, which is what a lot of folks in the pro-life movement would love to see, it doesn't outlaw abortion. What it does is it gives it back to the states. And, you know, if we talk about federalism, ultimately, whatever your viewpoint is of abortion, and, you know, it is a very divisive issue. Shouldn't it be up to the states? Shouldn't it be up to the individual states as far as what they determine best for them? We can have this discussion, we can have this argument, but what happened in Alabama today is actually profound. And, again, no matter what your opinion is of the issue, we are now seeing something where Roe v. Wade is almost 50 years old. And when we talk about technology changing in 50 years, not to age myself, but, you know, the technology that I played with as a kid is far and away archaic compared to today. And that includes what we see when we do ultrasounds and checking out the viability of the baby and the fetus and what you can even see faces now. You can see everything. And so is this a discussion that we are going to be having as legally this moves now through the courts as it will, to the point where we are now going to start to have repeal of Roe v. Wade, because that's what a lot of people would love to see. The discussion about also the length of the pregnancy, okay, when abortion is and should be available and should not be available. What we saw obviously happening in Virginia and New York State, where they now allow what essentially amounts to no less than infanticide, where a baby could be born at 40 weeks and the mother could still have the option to have the baby, quote unquote, aborted. Okay? Now, does this happen often? Of course not. It's rare when that does happen, and it's horrific to think about. But should that be legal? Should it be up to the mother and her doctor? Because we are talking about, obviously, a lot of quite frankly, moral, ethical, value-based issues. So this is the big news today. Other big news that's going on right now is that in the past few minutes, I have just learned that the Trump administration has just pushed something called the White House Tech Bias Commission. White House, or you can go to wh.gov/tech bias, and if you feel that you have been, if you have been shadow banned, if you have been censored, if you have lost viewership for any reason, where most in cases we're talking about political bias today, where the tech giants out of Silicon Valley are telling you that if you're speaking from a perspective of conservative free market values, that much of what you says is hate speech, they can take you off their platforms with no warning. We're now starting to see this happening. It's been happening for quite a while. And our guest coming up after the break, Mindy Robinson, she had an article that just came out. It said, Facebook buried my conservative page and labeled me fake news. And what is really dangerous about what happened is that they didn't kick her off. They actually throttled her, where she was getting millions of views, and now she's getting a small percentage of that. This is what they're doing now, where instead of outright banning you, they're having this surreptitious action where they are basically causing people not to be able to see what you're doing. So after the break, we're going to be back. We're going to have Mindy Robinson on to talk about all the news that's going on right now in the day. Dave Sussman in the chair, beginning of 3 hours here with you, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina at The Real Side, and good to be back, folks.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
And Dave Sussman back in the chair, Real Side Radio, and it is good to be back. And we are live also on Facebook, and we're going to be talking a lot about Facebook here in just a minute. And the website, realside.com. There is a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends or make some Facebook friends. Or if you want to call in, you know, the old-fashioned way, 855-732-5563. So before the break, I was talking about this this new push right now that's coming from the Trump administration, whitehouse.gov/tech bias, because they understand there is a reality in this world right now, and that is with the tech titans, they are suppressing speech. And to talk about this is somebody we've had on my show, Whiskey Politics, a few times, a phenomenal actress and a terrific activist for all things free speech, Mindy Robinson. Mindy, thanks for joining us. How are you tonight?
Hey, how are you doing?
It's good to have you back. Thank you. So you posted something which got my attention last week, and you said you had an article on your blog, redwhiteandfu.com.
Yes.
You said Facebook buried my conservative page and labeled me, quote unquote, fake news. All right. First of all, Mindy, you are an outspoken advocate of right of center, right wing, right leaning conservative values. What happened?
Well, I believe it started when I was actually headed to a free speech rally in San Francisco, and I started getting all these messages, these panic messages saying, there's been a purge, they're purging Facebook of conservatives yet again, can you log in? And I'm like, ugh, you know. So I check, and I can log in. I'm like, yay, I'm on it. But then I did get notified by Facebook that they had deemed me fake news and that they would be throttling my page views and heavily restricting them from here on out, and nothing I can do to stop. It literally says, like, even if you delete it, it doesn't matter. We're going to do this. And it was over remember when Notre Dame was on fire? There were two different videos, and I posted one of them. One was a man on the roof where there are not supposed to be anyone. He's not dressed like a fireman. I didn't even say that. I just posted the video. It was a live video from TV. And my followers quickly chimed in with that doesn't look like a fireman. Where's his gear? You know, like all this other stuff. He's definitely not a priest. Like, they were going through everything. They're doing side by side. It went viral. Mm-hmm. We had way over 500,000 views, and Facebook pulled it. Said it was fake news, that a third party checked it. It's definitely a fireman. And that's it. My page is going to be restricted as fake news from here on out. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Like, there was nothing fake about the video. It's not like it was manipulated in any manner. It was a real video, but people were not allowed to comment that it could be anything other than a fireman, because obviously, personally, I think it's a cover-up. I do believe that it was an Islamic radical terrorist attack. I mean, that's kind of their motive. They've done that like 800 other times this year. Why not this one? Why is the fire starting in two different places on the roof? Like, none of this stuff makes sense. So I got hit as fake news. And that was about a week ago. And it just went down. First, I was down 75%. Then I was down 80%. Today, I'm down 82%. I'm down. I used to reach over 6 million people a month on my page. Now I'm reaching 1 million point something. And that's just 1 week on this restriction. So by next week and the week after that, I mean, I don't know how far they're going to cut it. How far is it going to go? 10%? And that's a lot of that's my personal followers that are manually checking the page because they already know that kind of stuff has been happening. So I think this is a huge issue. They couldn't find anything wrong I did, so they shadow banned me into oblivion to silence me. And I don't think this is going to stop, and I'm sure I'm not the only person this is going that's happening with. And I feel like this is just going to continue until Facebook's opinion is the only one that the masses will hear. I absolutely think that that's what they're doing here.
So explain the technical aspect of throttling, because we know what banning is, or censoring, or kicking you off of Twitter. What does throttling actually mean? How does that work?
Because I run the page. The page is almost 200,000 people. It's 180,000 patriots. It probably should be more. I'll never know. About 200 people have come to me over the last year and said that the page was unliked for them by Facebook, which is very interesting. You know what I mean? When you like something, you're like, oh, I don't feel like I'm saying it, and then they would check, and it was gone. They had to re-like it. And I've heard that, I've heard that probably 200 times this last year.
So they're actually unliking your page on behalf of individual people?
Yes.
Wow, that's really creepy.
And it's not just one person, like it was a mistake and they clicked the wrong button. Like, that is, I've tried to save all the times that people tell me. And who knows how many people haven't caught on yet. Maybe they don't think I'm on Facebook because they haven't seen my stuff. But even my followers, and I've given them the warning that they're going to have to manually check this page for obvious reasons now. Yeah. They're like, I used to see all your stuff. Now I see one or two posts. And these are like my top fans. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely getting throttled. So but Facebook will show you the analytics of what you perform a month. It's probably going to be their biggest mistake. Because now I can look and I can see from the restriction how much they've actually hit me. And they demonetized it, too. I used to make money off the videos.
Right.
They demonetized me over a real news clip. I mean, think about that. You know, Google also hit me with demonetizing a lot of my articles, even though they're truthful and I researched all of them. It just didn't say what they wanted them to say, which is obviously a huge issue. You know, I just did RT America. And, you know, the guy's like, well, too bad. Why don't conservatives start their own Facebook? That's not the problem. The problem is they want all of us off. And then they can control what the moderates and the non-political people and the masses and the average person will see and hear. And that terrifies me. Because most of what I do is debunking fake news. And we're not going to have that other reason. You know, it's just going to be the left narrative and nothing else. And, man, talking people out of that is going to be a lot harder if it wasn't for conservatives, patriots, and libertarians and everyone else in between, you know, debunking, you know, occupied Democrats. I mean, they block everyone that points out when they lie. How have they not been hit for fake news? Why is it me? I mean, it's clearly a bias. And everyone says that, you know, the key is, you know, it's a private company, they can do what they want. But I'm saying if they have a terms of service and they are not applying those terms of service equally across the board, then that's discrimination. The only difference is political discrimination hasn't been recognized yet. And I think we're due.
Well, it's also very evasive, the terms of service. I mean, everything, you know, considered hate speech is very subjective, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
You're posting something which was, I saw it, I didn't just see it on your side, I saw it floating around the internet for a couple of days, and there were some questions, you go back to the Notre Dame issue, there were some questions regarding some strange characters that were on the roof, I don't know what they were. What we do know about that story is that they still haven't come up with any kind of proof of arson or non-arson, or it was an accident, it's just kind of faded away into the ether. So if you raise that issue, now they're calling you hate speech because they are going to assume it's, you know, obviously Islamophobia. But this is getting really, really scary. And you're also seeing this on Twitter. It isn't just Facebook, right?
I'm seeing it on Twitter. I haven't been hit on Twitter as hardly as I've been on Facebook. But I've been hit.
Okay.
Just like everyone else.
Well, let's we're going
to
keep you through this commercial break because I got a lot more to talk with you about as well. Mindy Robinson, folks, and check out her Facebook page at iHeartMindy and give it a like. get some of those back. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed the nation's toughest abortion restrictions into law, a measure that bans virtually all abortions and would penalize those who perform them. State Senate Republican Clyde Chambliss.
This was designed to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence that said in 1973 that abortion is legal on demand, essentially anytime, anywhere, for any reason.
Canada's foreign minister said ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement would be very problematic as long as U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum remain in place. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said progress is being made toward lifting the tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 116 points, the S&P was up 16, and the Nasdaq gained 88. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
And this is Carlos Santana sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. Oh, wait, no, I'm not playing. Dave Sussman, that's my name. Good to be back with everybody here at Realside Radio. And hi, folks, in the chat room on Facebook. It's good to see everybody again here. And if you're not on the chat room at Facebook, go find them at therealside.com. Or if you want to give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. So we're talking with Mindy Robinson, I Heart Mindy, at Facebook. Mindy, first of all, where can folks find you on Facebook? Where can they like your page?
Well, you just look for my name. It's luckily I'm the only verified Mindy Robinson. You'll see a giant flag, and you definitely know it's my page in case they try to mess with you.
All right.
The actual SKU is like iHeartMindy page or something, but iHeartMindy is a Twitter, it's the Instagram, and then redwhiteandfu.com is where I keep all my articles for safekeeping because, you know.
Yeah. And don't mess with Wendy, Mindy, folks, because she can certainly take care of her own. And also, if she couldn't, her boyfriend certainly would. Randy, right? Randy Couture?
He'll tell you I'm scarier, I'm pretty sure.
You're scarier than Randy Couture? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have a lot less to lose.
All right. Well, I don't think anything is more scary than what we're seeing happening right now with social media, because I think, forget about, and I don't know how many people listening to this are thinking, oh, it doesn't impact me. I'm not on social media. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on that Twitter thing. The fact of the matter is that much of our world now is, and you can't ignore the fact that Facebook has over 2 billion users. It is underpinning our internet. Much of us get our news through Facebook. And the question is, who chooses what news we get to see? And they're coming in, and I think you made the statement, they're clearing the brush for 2020. They're getting rid of all the unsavory characters like Milo or Laura Loomer or Alex Jones or Paul Joseph Watson, a great guy, by the way. And forget about whether you like these people or not. But the fact that they are kicking these people off, they're kicking people to the curb, and they are basically moderating what you, as a free American, have to say is downright scary. This is authoritarianism at its highest form, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think when Alex Jones was first kicked off, a lot of people didn't care. Even conservatives didn't care. They're like, he's a conspiracy theorist, blah, blah, blah. I don't like this about him. I'm like, yeah, okay, this is a litmus test. They're going to get rid of him and like, oh, we got away with that. Who else can we get rid of? Let's get rid of Roger Stone. Let's get rid of Laura Loomer. Like, they went down the line right before the midterms, huge purge right before the midterms. A lot of the satire pages that would make fun of Democrats got conveniently pulled. And you had Uncle Sam's Misguided Children, Occupy Democrats, Real Boy Sports. Anyone that made the left look bad mysteriously had issues, you know, that week, whether it was right or wrong. And then, now you see another wave of purge. You see Milo, you see, you know, anything related to InfoWars. And then my favorite is they threw in the token, Farrakhan. They threw him in as this, like, I'm trying to think, like, did anyone ever quote him? Like, did I ever see his stuff? And they're like, well, he's an anti-Semite. Yeah, no kidding.
But he's a right, he's a right wing. He's a right wing anti-Semite, though, right?
He's a left wing anti-Semite.
I know, but Washington Post actually referred to him as a righty.
Well, that's news to me. So the best part is that here's this one token lefty that they get rid of.
Yeah.
The Nation of Islam is still on Facebook with all his preachings and his speeches. He's not effectively kicked off. You know what I mean? We see Michelle Malkin getting hit for posting a picture of her with Laura Loomer in a positive manner. And she says, you know, that pulls. This is a different kind of treatment we're getting. So it was an empty token for them to ban Farrakhan because they did it. The Nation of Islam is still up there spreading all the crap that they used to do. You know, it's not like InfoWars where you can't post anything or it'll be pulled.
Right.
Unless it's negative about it. Like, you got to love that. So it is a direct, I mean, it's how much thicker can I paint this on for people? And, you know, it's going to come down to, now it's coming down to pretty much moderates. Moderate Republicans are getting hit and stuff like that. I have one that just got hit because he posted something about margarine and Facebook felt the need to fast check it and pull it. Like, come on. It's going to happen. Every dissenting opinion to the point where no one's even going to say anything or they're just going to start believing everything that's in front of them. Can you imagine, like, reading the news timeline and nothing was ever debunked? We just believed it. We already know what happens. We've seen CNN lie. We've seen MSNBC lie. Imagine if no one is there to correct it and people just start believing it. That is the scariest thing that could happen to this country right now.
Do you think people are...
misinformation on a level that's just global, basically.
Mindy, do you think people on Facebook and Twitter outside of the echo chambers that many of us reside in, right of center type stuff, do you think people are aware?
I think they are aware now. I think Facebook got greedy. And it's sort of the same thing. You know, they hit James Woods for quoting a poem. But
Emerson.
The very racist Swan, who promised to kick off permanently for saying racist things against black and white people, he just sneaks back on, is still on, and is verified. So tell me what's going on here. It's clearly not hate speech. It's not actual hate speech. Because when they say it's hate speech, we're going to do something. They don't. It's just leaning right. Everything right-leaning is just going the way of the wind. But can you imagine, like, the average person who isn't into politics and just gets their news from their newsfeed, they're going to believe everything the left is telling them. And I'm telling you, that is terrifying, and that really should be the number one issue in America. I mean, I want the wall, I want a lot of things. But misinformation on a massive level, on a countrywide level, can you imagine the bad that can come out? I mean, that's kind of how Nazis really have it. It's misinformation and propaganda. I mean, it's just terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And I think it's going to have to be regulated.
This is my next question for you, because before we get into the whole Trump thing here with this, we know that the left-wing media today has taken a page from Goebbels, Nazi Germany. You repeat a lie enough times, people believe it. And you could see this with Maddow and the whole Russia gate situation, and which I, by the way, I think is going to turn around on them in the next couple of weeks. This is going to be very interesting to watch. But the fact is, I think
the house of cards has fallen. Yeah,
it's definitely falling. I think Brenner's going to have to speak with some attorneys over the next couple of weeks. Sources that I'm hearing from on this, not to change the subject, but the S is about to hit the fan for some of these guys, and they are seriously worried. And you can see them on TV projecting right now, you know, doubling down on the Russian collusion and this and that. But it's about the lies. It's about the media lying. And when we talk about the tech giants, okay, the titans of Silicon Valley and Seattle, whether you're talking Microsoft, if you're talking Silicon Valley, you're talking all the social media, they control the narrative. And the question is, everybody on our side of the aisle, right of center, free market advocates as we are, the number one response that we see out there is, well, just, it's a private company, start your own darn company. The fact is that these are trillion-dollar companies, Mindy. How do you compete against that when they own the narrative and they own all the air?
There's no competing against it. Look at what they did to Gap. You know, I get approached by different platforms wanting me to be spokesman all the time, and my problem is they will bury you while they are this powerful. I mean, Gap was this great idea. We're going to do this free speech thing. People started jumping over, and what did they do? Apple declared it hate speech and refused to let people use it from the phone. Like, you have to go through this obscure method to actually check it.
You're talking about Gab, G-A-B, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
we've talked about that here.
If you go on that app for my iPhone, it'll show that no one's actually on it. I mean, what the heck?
So that's controlled by Apple.
No one's going to be able to compete. Yeah, Apple blocked that. Stuff like that. I think they had other issues, too. I don't know where to begin. It's such a mess right now. Look at what they did to Laura Loomer. She didn't even have a PayPal or a bank account.
I don't know how close you are with Laura. Is she emotionally going to be okay? I'm concerned about her.
You know, I've reached out to her. I've worked with her on a few other things. I don't know if she's going to go from here.
Yeah.
She's been kicked off every single platform, and she's, you know, I hope she uses it. I hope she realizes she's the patron saint of censorship at this point. I would dress like the Virgin Mary and go town to town as, like, you know, the patron saint of censorship at this point. They've silenced her in ways I don't know how she can recover until we fix this again and people are allowed back on. But
yeah,
it's going to get worse. They're not, like, letting more people on. They're just cutting more people.
Right.
And I, you know, obviously I'm a Republican and all this stuff. I don't like regulation. I don't like that kind of stuff. But this is discrimination. It's discrimination. If you're going to discriminate me for my opinion, but not that person, how does a business operate like that? Create whatever rules you want, but you have to apply them fairly and evenly across the board, or it's illegal, and that's truthful. But who has the money to do these people? So,
Mindy, let's keep you through this next short commercial break. We'll have you back on. I also want to talk to you about your acting and what you're going to be doing in a couple of movies that are coming up here with special news that just happened today out of Alabama. So we've got Mindy Robinson here, folks. Dave Sussman on The Real Side. We'll be right back after the break. Thanks for joining us.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Oh, yeah. Feeling groovy. Dave Sussman back in the chair for Joe Messina on Realside Radio. And at Brick House. That's right. Dave Sussman, Whiskey Politics. If you are not following our page, Whiskey Politics Blog, check us out on Facebook. Nowhere near the numbers of this hour's guest, Mindy Robinson. But, you know, we post some fun stuff every once in a while. And doing interviews all the time and having a good time. And Mindy Robinson at iHeartMindy page. Is that right, Mindy?
Yes.
Okay, give that page a like. Give two pages a like for the price of one. Mindy, you are not just an activist, you are not just outspoken, but you are also an actor. And you have been, I've seen you the last couple of times I think I saw you in person. I've seen you a few, several times in person, but the last two premieres I saw you in person was the Gosnell movie and the Unplanned movie. And I understand that you are currently finalizing production of another one of these movies to discuss what is happening just today in Alabama. We saw a legislation that just pushed through. Governor signed it. It's going to end up in court. But tell us a little bit about your movie and what's going on with that and how it can continue this discussion that we're having about our culture and abortion.
Absolutely. There were three pro-life movies kind of going on around the same time. We had Gosnell, Unplanned, and then Roe v. Wade. All of them were true stories. None of them are, like, preachy, like, calling people baby killers. They're all educational, and this obviously terrifies the left. And it was interesting to see how we all face very similar problems. Facebook wouldn't show our ads. They were banning people from writing about us. It was all kinds of, SAG told me not to work on it for absolutely no reason. They didn't realize I was a co-producer on it and I was just going to snitch. It was an uphill battle getting it made. And I think it's important that these pro-life movies, including mine, so Roe v. Wade deals with how that came about. Everyone knows or they heard of it, but no one actually understands what it entails. It was kind of shady doing on part of the court and stuff like that, and it should have never went through. Abortion should have been decided when we become citizens protected by the Constitution. That's what they should have argued, and instead it was argued on a woman's right to medical privacy or whatever that's supposed to mean. And that okayed abortions up to 6 months, which is 6 months is ridiculous, I think, even by pro-choice people's standards. But I digress. And it's a really good story. We have tons of great actors, and a lot of them conservative actors. We got John Voight, we have Jamie Presley, we have Jamie Kennedy. We have William Forsythe, Stacey Dash, you know, Joey Lawrence, and then Nick Loeb, who stars in did most of the directing. It's a very powerful movie, and I think these are the things that will change minds about abortion. You know, I always have this saying, like, screaming baby killer at someone doesn't change their mind about anything. Mm. But if you educate them that it's not just a mass of cells, that it's not just this, it's not this. Like, Unplanned showed how unsimple an abortion actually is, and that it is horrific. But, you know, the left wants to keep this curtain that it's nothing, it's a lump of cells, this is your right. It's a lot of lies, it's a lot of propaganda. And the proof of that is how much they really try to silence Roe v. Wade and other films like that. In the film I play Ellen McCormick, she was a pro-life activist, one of the first women to run for president. Politicians would not pick whether they would be pro-life or pro-abortion. It was too polarizing, so they just wouldn't pick. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to run as pro-life. And she kind of forced politicians from that point on to pick a stance and actually do something about it. And she didn't win, but she got pretty far. And it's a very interesting story, and I really think people are going to take to it. Like, it's all set in 1973, and I just want to teach people what happened. We have the life stories of a lot of the people involved, you know, involved in the script. It's very historically accurate. So hopefully it translates, and hey, if we save one woman from getting an abortion, that's one person walking around from a movie I made. That's amazing.
When's the movie being released?
It's still in post. A lot of people don't understand, like, there's a lot that goes into a movie, from sound effects to music to copyright,
right.
Tons of editing, and maybe some pickups. So right now it's still in the bay. I was just talking to Kathy last week. She was still in the editing bay and stuff. So hopefully this summer, and a lot of it's going to have to do with timing. You know, you want to time it. You don't want to pick a holiday weekend or something and go up against a Marvel movie. Like, you really have to time it and be artistic about it. We have to. It's an independent film.
Oh.
But it's also really going to come down to the people wanting to see it and demanding that it show in their theaters, much like Unplanned.
Yeah. So let
me
ask you.
Public's going to say, I want to see this.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, because like you, I saw Unplanned. I also saw Gosnell, two very different kinds of movies. And Gosnell was more like a crime Law and Order thriller. It was great. It was very true to the book, which was excellent. Unplanned knocked me out. I mean, you were there that night. I was there. That first 15 minutes, I mean, there were people throwing up in the lobby, according to certain reports that I just heard.
And it really wasn't, it wasn't even graphic. It was just emotionally.
It was emotionally.
Like, physically,
yeah.
And visually, they didn't really show anything. But
where does Roe v. Wade
through.
Fall between that?
Well, I think the big turning point in the movie is the doctor, the main proponent for abortion during the entire Roe v. Wade case, in real life becomes pro-life when ultrasound comes out. He thought it would be a tool that would help him perform abortions quicker and faster. But instead, he, much like Unplanned, sees the baby react to pain and stimulus, and that changes his mind forever. as it should. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
If you want an abortion, you should be forced to watch what is happening instead of looking at the ceiling with a blanket over it. I think
that was the premise of Unplanned.
It would change your life.
Yeah, that was the premise of Unplanned. So here we are in the day where Alabama passes what is by many considered, you know, the most stringent a law against abortion in the country, and we all know it's going to end up in the courts for years to come. First of all, what was your feeling about what you saw in Alabama today? And my second follow-up question for you is this. With Gosnell and Unplanned and now your movie, Roe v. Wade, is the culture changing somewhat? Because we're starting to see some differences in the numbers where fewer people are supporting unlimited abortion, for example.
I think the left went too far. I think the left got greedy this last round. They were pushing for late-term abortion. They're pushing for infanticide. Like, who believes in that? That these people, these politicians are being paid by Planned Parenthood to push ridiculous, like, find me the pro-abortion person that really believes a baby should die on a medical table of starvation because it survived an abortion. Find me that person, that awful human being. You know, you'd be hard-pressed. And I think what the left unintentionally did while trying to push abortion as hard as it could was turn a lot of people that were in the middle or on the fence my way toward pro-life. I mean, when you see what these people are fighting for, like a baby survives an abortion and you just let it starve to death on a medical table, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you see them fighting so hard for it, it makes you pull back. And then the average person just started questioning, why aren't they allowed to learn about, you know, abortion? Why are the pro-life movies have a hard time getting shown or getting ads for anything? Why? They made people ask why, and they have turned people pro-life by accident, by education, and it was really mostly the left doing it. I'm providing the tool, as many people do, like, hey, this is what really happens, this is what goes on. But the left went so far and so extreme that I think it pushed people the other way and got them questioning whether it really was moral and just. And
Alabama,
that's why you're seeing these new laws.
Yeah, and so Alabama passes this law that basically states that any doctor aborting any pregnancy at any stage right now can be punishable up to 99 years in jail. Now, not the patient, not the woman. And I know we're starting to see a lot of propaganda about this, aren't we?
Already we've been seeing propaganda from, like, some author at BuzzFeed. And, of course, AOC herself can't bother to read anything. It's like three pages. It specifically states that jail time and all that persecution will be on the medical practitioners and the doctors and not on the women seeking them or even having them.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it specifically states that, you have people like AOC who are in a position – unfortunately, as a mouthpiece, and people listen to her, is lying. And I think Liz Wheeler called it out before I saw it first. I wrote something, and then I saw Liz Wheeler get into her really good. I was like, what are you talking about? That is not what this says. And then AOC backsteps and goes, well, I mean, the women practitioners that are performing abortions, they'll be punished. And that is not what she said. She said rape victims and incest will see jail time.
Yeah.
And then she backpedals. I mean, we see what you said. Like, this is lying. And where are the American public, even Democrats, should be upset at how badly their party is doing right now. You know, I would be upset. I mean, I feel bad that there are classic liberals out there who don't have a place to call home, who are seeing just awful, awful things happen within their party and being lied to left and right. Why is that on Twitter? Why does AOC get to blatantly lie about a huge thing and mislead millions of people, but, you know, James Woods quoted a poem.
Right, right.
Forget
so
that.
So maybe in our last minute here, and greatly appreciate you taking the time to spend it with us this evening, are you optimistic? You know, you're seeing a law out of Alabama. You got your movie coming out. I mean, do you feel like the tide has turned?
I felt like the tide has been turning for the last couple of weeks. I think the fact of Russian collusion was a red herring that was dreamed up to spy on a U.S. citizen by the Obama administration is going to come back to haunt them.
Right.
Now that we know that it was fake.
Right.
Now we need to reverse engineer it and see where it comes from, and I think you're going to see the Democratic Party fall to pieces. Really
Mindy Robinson, folks, follow her Facebook page, iHeartMindy page, is that correct?
Yes.
iHeartMindy page, and watch for her at Roe v. Wade, the movie. It comes out this summer. Mindy, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck with everything. And Dave Sussman will be back after the news and the commercials on Top of the Hour. Great to be here with everybody at Real Side. Bye-bye.